The payments might be stopping because the governor controls the Department of Central Management Services, and that's the agency that administers the group health insurance plan for state employees. The governor has interpreted the current budget situation as lacking legal authority to pay more claims. And I'm sure there's going to be disagreements on that point, but he put a notice on the CMS website last week. The notice basically said that we're not going to say when, but shortly we are going to tell all the insurance plans that send out payments to stop and not pay doctors, hospitals, other providers that provide healthcare services. Essentially, what this would be is more of a delay in those providers getting paid. For many years, the state has delayed payments to providers who serve Medicaid patients as well as state employees. But recently, there has been a court ruling that says the state has to keep processing and paying Medicaid bills. Rauner's folks say that that court ruling does not apply to the payment of claims for benefits. It would seem to contradict instructions that CMS gave to several state lawmakers recently, and they put this on their websites. The question was posed, will an employee's health, dental, or life insurance be affected by the impasse, the budget impasse? And the answer was no. Well, when I asked the state about this latest notice, if it's contradicting what CMS previously said, they said no, but they're kind of parsing their words. They're saying the impasse isn't affecting whether you are insured, but it might affect whether the person who serves you will get paid. The big question that is raised by this, though, is that is this new twist in the budget situation, which apparently has never happened before, the state actually stopping the payment of all claims, will that prompt healthcare providers to react differently? Will that prompt them to request payment up front, which could be a big problem, especially if you're waiting for a surgery that's going to cost $30,000 or $40,000. And so we don't know if that's going to happen. It already is happening now for dental providers because the state already has stopped the payment of dental claims. They stopped doing that about a week ago. This all creates a lot of questions, I'm sure, in the minds of the tens of thousands of people in the Springfield area who are insured through the state.
How many folks are covered by this statewide as far as on these types of insurance plans?
This applies to state workers, university employees, all sorts of people, dependents of those people, as well as retirees. Statewide, it's almost 363,000 people, and it's a little bit less than that for the dental plan because you have to opt to pay for the dental plan. In a lot of towns where they have large state agencies or state prisons, state universities, those are areas where you're going to see a lot of people who have coverage through the state. And the hospitals and the doctors all benefit from that because it's pretty good insurance. It may pay late, but it does pay, and it pays better than Medicaid. And the state health plan is quite generous compared to most health plans in the state. So this is good insurance. A lot of people are in these jobs for these types of benefits, and these people work hard for them, and they generally want to see them administered correctly. So I think there's going to be a lot of people following whatever happens with this story.
Full disclosure on that, I am a university employee, so it applies to me as well. You reached out to the administration on this. Are they making any other efforts besides this posting on the CMS website to notify folks and let them know what's going on here?
They didn't tell me about anything. It was kind of curious on how it happened. I mean, here you have over 350,000 people throughout the state are insured and covered, you know, children, old people, active workers, retirees. And the only communication they've had so far is a posting, and it's an obscure posting. You have to dig into the CMS website. They haven't said how they're going to communicate with this. And so I found out about it through just looking into some rumors that I had heard about the dental coverage, and then found out that, yes, the dental payments had stopped, but the state was considering stopping the medical payments too. And that increases the stakes tremendously because dental payments are one thing, but nobody can afford to pay out of pocket for medical care these days. You'd be bankrupt pretty quickly unless you're a millionaire. I asked them if this is being done to put more pressure on the legislature to adopt the governor's turnaround agenda or to just negotiate more to the governor's liking. And they said, no, we just can't legally process more claims because the claims that were authorized in the fiscal 2015 spending are being paid, and now we're getting to 2016 and we don't have legal authority. It's hard to miss the irony here of what they're saying. I mean, obviously it will put pressure on the legislators and the general public, because you're talking about middle class people here who have the ability and the wherewithal to put pressure on their elected officials, probably in a stronger way than Medicaid recipients are able to. And so the Medicaid bills are going to get paid, although they've been late, but now you're affecting people who vote more, who can make phone calls, who can elect or non-elect lawmakers. And so I would think that the pressure is going to be ramped up, especially if the governor pulls the trigger and stops the payments.
And the governor is currently negotiating with AFSCME, the union that represents a lot of folks who are covered by these health care plans, for the new contract. You talked with some folks from AFSCME about this situation. What was their reaction, and do they feel like this is at all tied to those negotiations? What are their concerns?
I think they were still looking into all the ramifications of how it affects the contract negotiations, whether this would amount to something that they could file a grievance over or take to court. I think this really surprised them. Few things surprise AFSCME nowadays, because they've worked with many different governors, but they were very upset.
So the folks out there that have this coverage right now, are they just kind of holding tight and waiting to see what happens, not expecting to have, if you go to the doctor tomorrow, there to be any kind of repercussion from this yet?
I really don't know that. I think it's so new that we don't know how people are going to be reacting to this. I imagine there will be conversations held, but a lot of times the doctors and the hospitals, things don't filter down to them that quickly. And so they've seen so much in state government with delays in payments. Maybe they'll see this as just another delay. And so they'll just keep seeing their patients. Now, if some of them start putting notices on the front desk saying we expect entire payment up front, that'll make them very unpopular. That's why I'm thinking many of them, I would assume, are going to try to delay as long as possible taking that step. And so I would imagine that there won't be immediate impact from the healthcare providers, but I'm sure they're going to squawk through their own channels to their lawmakers and to the administration. Obviously, we want to talk to more of the people in state government and the lawmakers to find out what their reaction is, if this is all just posturing, or if this really could happen and really affect healthcare providers and the general public.
One of the questions I noticed folks were asking on the Facebook post for the story was, are they still going to be getting charged for their premiums as this is going on? And I assume that that is the case.
I'm going to check more into that, but I think they will. I can't see them not being charged, because during all of these delays in payments that we've written about all through the years, people still are getting that withdrawn. I mean, they're still getting paid and they're still covered. It's different than when you opt to not get health insurance through the state, then you're not insured. But you, in theory, are continually insured. It's just whether your benefits are being paid right now. And the state is saying that if you are asked to pay up front, they're not giving instructions on don't pay. They're saying that it's legal for the provider to ask you. And they suggest that you contact your health insurance plan to see if your provider can be required to not do that. But the state is basically saying if you pay them up front, you will be reimbursed through them or through your insurance plan. But that's not much of a consolation for a huge bill.